From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Raymond Piggione reports for Columbia Green Media that the group End Citizens Unite has filed a complaint with the Federal Elections Commission on April 11th, alleging that Representative Mark Molinaro violated elections campaign law by making two transfers of $1,000 each from his state campaign committee to his federal campaign committee in 2021 and 2022. The Federal Election Campaign Act prohibits federal candidates from transferring funds from their state committees to their federal committees. The complaint says, and I quote, "The commission should immediately investigate these apparent violations and take appropriate remedial actions against the respondents," end quote. Also named in the complaint are Mark for U.S. Incorporated and the treasurer, Nicholas Joseph, and Molinaro for Dutchess. Molinaro campaign advisor Dave Calfarmo said, and I quote, "This is a baseless partisan attack from a socialist group. It is clearly designed to distract from Congressman Molinaro's successful 100-day report in which he announced he is fulfilling campaign promises and delivering bipartisan results. Fawadin Saeed and the rest of the socialist activists are free to take up their baseless complaint with the FEC," end quote. The statement from Molinaro's campaign advisor avoids any specifics, while the complaint does not. According to the complaint, and I quote, "On October 1, 2021, less than 2 weeks after filing for federal candidacy, Mr. Molinaro transferred $1,000 from his state committee to his federal committee and disclosed the transfer on his state committee's campaign finance reports. The transfer from the state committee was not disclosed on the federal committee's report filed with the commission. However, the federal committee's FEC report did disclose a contribution of personal funds from Molinaro in the amount of $1,000 on September 30, 2021, designated for a primary election," end quote. Molinaro has represented the 19th Congressional District in Congress since January. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Andrea Mako reports in Porcupine Soup that last week Governor Kathy Hochul announced that solar projects at Windy, Mid-State, Green Eastern, and Green Haven State Correctional Facilities may save the state more than $10 million in energy costs over their lifetimes. In Coxsackie, a 17,820-module ground array system has already been installed at the Greene County Correctional Facility. Hochul said, and I quote, "By installing more than 7,500 solar panels at Dosey's facilities, New York continues to lead by example, paving the way for a brighter, greener future for all," end quote. Hochul's office claims the projects will reduce carbon emissions by nearly 4,500 tons, the equivalent of moving 880 cars from state roads. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Skylar Eagle reports for News 10 that Albany County law enforcement and elected officials begin Operation Safe Stop on April 27th, an attempt for more attention to laws surrounding school bus safety. Officials are trying to get more drivers to stop when school buses stop, so fewer students are hurt. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy said, and I quote, "It's staggering to me, and it's a lot worse. We've been fortunate that no one has been hurt," end quote. Several schools in Albany County and other local areas have added cameras to school bus stop signs, with the company taking a cut in the fines that go out to drivers recorded passing stopped school buses. The South Colony School District, for instance, installed the cameras last November and is already issuing over 900 tickets every month to drivers passing school buses. Albany County has seen $700,000 in ticket revenue over the last 4 months. David Perry, superintendent of South Colony Central School District, said, and I quote, "There are over 700 buses being passed on a monthly basis in Colony, and when you add in the other schools, it's mind-boggling," end quote. He added, and I quote, "So we ask that when those red lights are out and buses are stopped, that all four lanes of traffic are stopped. that we do our part to keep our children safe each and every day, and this is just a step in the right direction, end quote. Read more about this story at the News 10 website. Take it from the top. Nancy Kern reports in Columbia Green Media that six candidates are competing for three open seats on the Catskill Central School District Board of Election in a May 16th election. Incumbents Deborah Johnson and Ryan Oswald and Lee Helm, Henry Hay, Alan Kozer, and Joseph Izzo are all in the running. There will be a Meet the Candidates night at 6 p.m. May 8th in the Catskill High School Library before the May 16th election in the Catskill High School Gym from 1 to 9 p.m. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.